Okay, ma'am, are you still here?
Yes, I
okay,
am.
I got another email sent over for you on my end. I tried to call the actual company because it looks like you're scheduled for today. It looks like you are overread. I don't know who over. Well, the only people that can override you is like the people that sit up, like the regionals. So it looks like you overread to actually be on for the 30th. But you're usually when you're scheduled, you'll be connected to the installing company. Plus, you'll be in, a driver and everything will be showing on your end. But on your account, I don't see that information. So I don't know if it's an issue with that company or what's going on. But I can't actually tell you any like detailed information until they respond to us within the email, because we don't actually have a number where we can call and, you know, speak to anybody at the corporate. Like we always have to do like email for email and just send order numbers all over, but there's no way that we can actually call them.
What is your name? Who are you?
I'm Carnisha. I'm with XP. I'm the actual call center for the company.
You're Carly?
Carnisha.
Oh, Carnisha. Oh, what a pretty
name.
Yes,
ma'am.
Well, you're saying you see that I was supposed to be on, but then someone overrode it?
No, it looks like whoever scheduled you, they scheduled you for the 30, but they put you in, like they overread it. So it was probably in full capacity, but they just still put you in because you already had your appliances. But I see you being scheduled for today. Like it has 1:30 on my screen, but you're not actually on a route. Like when you're on a route, it'll usually have the driver on here, the company that's coming out to your home and everything, but I don't actually see that information on my end.
Oh my gosh. What do you suppose happened?
I'm not actually sure because we're XBO. We're actually like the big company. But everybody that comes out to you guys' home, they're like other mini companies, but they have their own name. So that's why that's the company that I was actually just trying to reach out to, because I see that that's the only company that was actually, well, you had another install one, well, like another time when we were scheduled. It was like a reschedule, but it was Best Yet Installation that would come. Coming out to your home. So that's the company that I was actually trying to call out to, because I don't see an installing company for today, but usually they'll have the same companies coming out to you. Won't like change it up and have another company. It'll always be that same company.
Oh my gosh. Well, what do you think I should do?
The only thing, all you have to do is actually just wait, because once we get a response from that email, they usually call out to you from corporate. But even if they call out, or you know they don't call out, or what happened, once I get a response on my end, I always call out to you just to make sure that they called you and say, hey, did they tell you what's going on, da-da-da, you know, just to make sure.
Oh, okay.
So Benita sent you an email. It's like 10:46. I just resent another email for you also. So all we're doing now is just, you know, waiting on a response.
Okay, well, I'll wait a little. I guess I'll have to just wait a little while longer. This is it's very discouraging, Tanisha. But anyway, I appreciate your sending out, and I hope they respond quickly. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And then I got everything notated in case you got the call back in, but I have everything notated in the account also, as well as the email being already sent for you too, okay?
Oh, great. Good. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome, ma'am. Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
Bye.